Wyoming is the nation's least populous state, but it ranks near the top in per capita gun ownership. It's also home to the nation's most comprehensive collection of historical firearms. Jeffrey Brown recently traveled to the renovated Firearms Museum in Cody. This story is part of our ongoing series on arts and culture, Canvas.
There's the old and strange.
That is called the duck's foot pistol, but it's basically, it's a volley gun. So it would all fire at once.
The new and controversial.
An assault rifle has a definable term.
And some 7,000 firearms of all kinds in between. The Cody Firearms Museum was created in the 1970s, mostly with gun enthusiasts in mind.
This looks at the post-World War II period.
But after a brand new $12 million renovation, says curator Ashley Lubinsky, it can now tell a broader and necessary story.
Firearms have been integral to understanding really history, culture, technology, and society for centuries. And so having a firearms museum is really just a way that you can use those artifacts as a vehicle to talk about other topics.
That includes guns as weapons of war, for sports and hunting, as innovative technology.
Henry Ford visited Winchester right before he built his Highland Park factory in Detroit. And he took what he learned at Winchester and applied that to the assembly line that he's become famous for. But you don't necessarily hear, you know, that firearms part of the story, and that's gotten lost, definitely.
Housed in the Buffalo Bill Center of the West, the firearms collection is one of five museums of art and history, including the story of Buffalo Bill Cody himself, the legendary soldier and hunter turned showman, who in 1896 helped establish this small town in northwest Wyoming, a deeply conservative state where guns have always been part of life. The Buffalo Bill Center asks visitors to check visible firearms.
I don't think there's a guy in this community or a family in this community that doesn't have a gun in their home.
That includes former Senator Alan Simpson, who grew up and now 88, still lives in Cody.
There would be no history in America without the gun. I mean, you can gasp and choke and fall over on your head if you want to with that statement I just made. But, I mean, without a gun, the pioneers would have had nothing but an axe and fighting off the elements and indigenous people. All of that is real. All of it, you can't rewrite history.
But I could imagine people saying, okay, that's all true, but a museum to celebrate guns?
We tell the history. We're not in a celebratory thing down here where we have a big sign, come on in and cherish guns with us. That's bull****. This is the history of America, which is guns.
I was afraid that it was going to glorify firearms.
Artist April Jones, who lives and works nearby, is a much newer resident of Cody, one who came with different politics and from a very different place, the San Francisco Bay Area.
A lot of my friends back there would be quite offended that there was a museum about guns.
But Jones is impressed with the museum's approach.
I think that's a nice balance, you know, to understand that, okay, you've got your sports shooters on the one hand that are competing in Olympic events for target shooting and that kind of stuff, but then you've got people who are living in turmoil and destruction because of firearms too. And I think that's more the conversation that our country should be having, is it's a tool, in what cases can it be used properly and how can we stop it from being used improperly?
There's no denying the fascination many have with guns. Visitors from all over the world, here from the Netherlands, come to try them out at the nearby Cody Firearms Experience. General Manager Paul Brock knows it's the movies that often drive people his way.
When people say, I don't know what to shoot, we'll say, okay, well, let's do, what do you want, Johnny Depp, John Wayne, or John Wick?
We got to try all three. A 1790s Indian trade musket. An 1873 Colt single action revolver. And a modern AR-15.
The oldest firearm you did the best shooting with, so nice
I'm
job.
An old-fashioned guy.
There you go.
The only shooting at the Cody Firearms Museum is with simulators to teach safety and illustrate different gun mechanisms. Here, they aim for something else, such as getting definitions right.
It says these terms are used frequently but rarely in the correct ways.
Correct.
as in just what is meant by an assault weapon.
If you are trying to create legislation for or against firearms, or whether you're trying to regulate these things, you have to be precise in the wording of that legislation. So it's important to have the historical foundation of what those words mean in order to actually make sure you're talking about the right thing that you're trying to do in politics.
There's also this, a large mural originally made for the cover of Time magazine last year, showing several hundred people across the Great American Gun Divide. And not every museum visitor loves it.
We've had a couple of people on all sides say, this is really divisive. You know, why would you put this up?
And what do you say to them?
It's a very divisive debate. And this actually represents equal footing. And it's okay to love it. It's okay to hate it. We want to encourage people to think really long and hard about firearms, to make their own conclusions about firearms. And this is an opportunity in the museum to feel something.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Cody, Wyoming Firearms Museum.